This is Jane Hill, and I am interviewing Blanche Vanas on Saturday, June the 10th, 2017.
Okay, hello Jane. It's nice to have you interviewing me. And the hiking club has really enriched my life. I've been a member for a number of years, and I started being very active after I retired from my job, which I worked for Potter and Mellon as a designer. And I was always interested in walking and hiking, and I was very active. I love to do things, and I like to take a part rather than watch. I like to be in the things that I was doing, and I've really enjoyed the hiking club, and I've made a lot of friends, and I've gone on trips with them. I also have always loved to travel, and this gave me an opportunity to travel because so many of the people in the club do travel, and when you talk to them, you find places that sound interesting where they've been. My first trip with the club was to New Zealand, and that was a marvelous trip. That was very memorable, and Lynn Schreiber sent it up, and she was a wonderful person too. And so I made a lot of good friends in the club. And I think that I was born in Cleveland. I grew up in Cleveland, not where I am now. I live in Cleveland Heights, but I was born in Cleveland on 137th and Kinsman. So I've changed a lot. And I think I first heard about the hiking club when I went to the library downtown, and they had the information about it on the bulletin boards. And so I thought, well, this would be interesting. I should try it sometime. But I didn't. I didn't do it until later, and I'm glad that I did. So I think library, downtown library, and that's how I first heard about it. And I used to look at it and think, well, this would be interesting to do, but I never took part in it. Also, I worked on Saturdays, so I couldn't go for weekends. But then when I retired, my first big trip with the hiking club was to New Zealand, and that was a wonderful trip. And I think I've said that before.
Yeah, but that's okay.
And my roommate was Lynn Schreiber, who I didn't know, but she called and she said the only thing she wanted to know was if I smoke or not. And I said, no, I don't smoke. So that was okay. So we were roommates, and we went on other trips together, and I really enjoyed her. She was a very, very nice person, very, very active, and she was very active in the club for years. And I've gone on a number of overseas trips. I've been to Italy, and I've been to, where else? And then they had a trip. We went to Canada, and we walked across the bridge from Canada to the United States, and there's lots of, and when I first started, I mostly did trips. I did trips all over the city just to find what, because somebody leads the hike who is knowledgeable about the area where you're going. And so I enjoyed going to different areas with the hiking club, and they would, then I would know that they would take you interesting places in that area. And then later I started doing more just right in this neighborhood rather than going all over the city. And I don't know. You have questions you've asked me.
Do you remember any favorite hikes around here?
I enjoyed, I enjoy the trips, the Stubbins Gulch. That was one of the places that going to the Arboretum. There was good, I would cross country ski there, and then I would hike with the hiking club there. And there are trips, I liked North Chagrin. They were all good hikes everywhere we went. They always made it interesting. And the people who guided were the ones it was a wonderful thing that people guided so many trips and led the trips. I didn't lead a lot of trips at all. In fact, I don't think I ever led a trip. Mm-hmm. I was a follower and not a leader. But I enjoyed it a great deal. And you need somebody to follow, too. You can't have, everyone can't be a leader. You need somebody to go on your hikes. And so that's what I did. And the club was much smaller when I joined. I knew everybody. If I went on a hike, I'd always know somebody. Now it's gotten so much bigger that if I go on a hike, I don't know a lot of the people. I might not know anybody, which is really unusual. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you ever go to the camp?
Yes, I did. I went to the camp and they had activities at the camp, and they had people would come and they'd have speakers at the camp, and that was very interesting too. And everybody would bring food, and you'd have a sort of a collaboration of food, and you learned about food. I got recipes from from what people had brought to the camp. I know I have something that's a French dessert from a lady who was French, and I've done that, made that since then. So, are you turning me off, or are you turning me? No, you're still going. Huh? I learned a lot about birds. I'd always been interested in birds, but what Leo Deininger always had. Trips in the spring when the birds were coming out, and I loved his trips, and we would see a lot of migrating birds, and he would show them to us, and that was very, very interesting. And I had gone on bird trips when I was in college before this, but I learned more now when we went and we identified the birds, and so that was really very good. We're both born in Czechoslovakia, and my father had a teacher who he really liked, and he used to go back and my father came over here when he was 15, so he was very young, and he started working in the steel mills, and it was difficult because it was too hard for a kid that age, and he couldn't handle it, so he stopped working there, and he started working in the building trades, and he learned how to different buildings, and then he used to go back every year. He'd go back and help his parents and help them, you know, build their property, and he would visit his former teacher, who was my mother's father, and he went to visit him, and he met my mother, and they spoke to each other, and then he came back to the States and wrote to her for a year, and then he went back the next year, and they got married. So that's how. And then my first language was really Czech, because I went over there when I was a year old, and my mother wanted me to be baptized in Europe, in Czechoslovakia, so we did that, and then, so that's where, and at that time, you went on the boat, you didn't fly over, you stayed there for a while. If you went to Europe, you didn't stay for a day or a week or two, you stayed for several, so I started, that's about the time that I started speaking, and I was there, and I started speaking, and speaking Czech was my first language, and then of course I came back here, but it's, you know, so I do have a strong Czech background, a strong Czechoslovakian background. I belonged to a gymnastic group all growing up, all the way through high school and elementary school and high school. I was very active in Sokol, which is a gymnastic group, and and I was always interested in doing things and doing sports. I enjoyed sports, and I enjoyed traveling, and I could do those things with the hiking club.